Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Well, good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, nationalistic, anti-Bolshevik patriots. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Monochromatic Monday,
yes,
where the truth of God is black and white.
That's right.
And just coming out of a fantastic Passover weekend.
Yes.
There's been... What a great weekend that was.
Yep.
Between Passover evening, you've got Friday, which God's first feast is called Passover.
Right.
And then his second feast is called Feast of Unleavened Bread.
That's right.
That represents the sinless offering, right?
Right.
And then, of course...
The Feast of First Fruits.
Yeah. The Feast of Unleavened Bread is on Saturday. So the first one is,
yes,
Friday, the sacrificial lamb, and then Saturday is the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and
yes,
Sunday is the Feast of First Fruits, which, of course, was the risen Savior.
Yeah, and Christ was the first fruits.
Yes,
yeah.
And we were watching something that was very, very well done out of Israel that described so well how all of that fit together, and that,
yes,
and that as the point being Jesus saying, I am the bread of life, right?
Right.
That the unleavened bread means that he was the bread that had no sin.
Right.
And this pastor out of Israel was saying, in fact, that was a prerequisite for him to be able to be risen, right?
Right.
For him to be able to come out is in the resurrection, was he had to be a sinless representation of the sacrificial lamb, and
the unleavened bread that rises.
Yes, exactly. And that was what I was. That was what I was joking,
yeah,
about. I said, well, that's kind of a funny God type joke. If someone was to say, well, what unleavened bread rises? The answer would be Jesus Christ.
Yes, exactly.
And so I just thought that was kind of interesting. I never really put that together with the unleavened bread before, and then he rises the next day.
Yes.
And that it's all tied together. So of course we all know what resurrection is about, and that is the bottom line right there. That's why we're all, the whole church is happy.
it is, and over the weekend there's all these social media channels, everybody's saying, happy resurrection day or day of first fruits. You're starting to see less and less happy Easter stuff.
Right. Yes.
And so there's kind of like this awakening. And, but when, when you look for, those little GIFs or GIFs, whatever, they pull up,
right,
the little animated thing, and you look up Resurrection Day, it's all Easter eggs, Easter bunnies, and multi-culty stuff.
Right.
And they're just fighting and resisting making that kind of stuff available.
Yes, they are. Well, in fact, as an addition to making things unavailable about Easter, it says here that after MailChimp suspended a Catholic business owner's clientele email Easter greeting, the email platform is demanding that the user explain what the goal of the Happy Easter campaign was in order to reinstate their account.
Oh, boy.
And so this was MailChimp. They actually suspended a Catholic church's email update.
Yeah. What do you mean by that? What do you mean, Happy Easter?
Yeah,
demanding
that they explain what was the goal of sending that out.
My goodness.
Are you kidding? Oh, my
gosh. Who made the decision there? Well, we don't use MailChimp.
Yep, exactly.
And there's another reason why.
Yep, and never will now. I mean, had we been planning to before, we certainly will not now.
Yeah, if they put out a public apology and start backpedaling and asking for forgiveness for the individual on their staff that made the horrible decision, well, then, you might consider it. But when they're sitting there and they're silent after something like that, then that just helps us make a decision.
Well, exactly. You know? Gosh. And so the greatest thing that the world has ever seen to date was the resurrection.
Oh, yeah.
And so...
Well, that's what sets... That is the thing that sets Christ apart from all others.
That's right.
He was crucified, he was killed, and he rose from the dead. He defeated death. Yep. What other religion has a leader that has risen from the dead?
Exactly.
You know, none of them. They're all dead.
Right.
Every one of them are dead.
Yep.
He is alive.
He is the only one to conquer death.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. And he's coming back. We're very excited about that.
No kidding. But, well, you know, not soon enough. I just need to say, yeah. Not soon enough. When is he going to be here? I keep looking up, right?
Right.
But it does say again from John 16:33. We should memorize this one too. John 16:33. But be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world.
That's right. That's a good one to remember too.
For sure. For sure.
Well, speaking of that, let's get into the word of the day, because it's kind of cool how this is a random turning. And it rolls right off of what we just went through.
Okay, so yeah, let me explain this.
Yeah.
The word of the day for Monochromatic Monday comes to us from Deuteronomy chapter 16, verses 18 through 22. And it reads under the title, Justice Must Be Administered. But get this, all of Deuteronomy chapter 16 reads under all of these titles. Listen to this. The Passover reviewed, the Feast of Weeks reviewed, the Feast of Tabernacles reviewed, and then it goes right into Justice Must Be Administered, and that's the end of the chapter. Wow. And I went, wow, that's astonishing. Why would that be all paired together? Because I was just like, as if the Lord was sitting here with us today, and here we are coming off of Passover and you know, having such a great weekend studying that and celebrating that.
Yeah.
And then, of course, back to the worldly problems that we have to report on. And so I'll just read it. So Deuteronomy 16, verses 18 through 22, under Justice Must Be Administered. You shall appoint judges and officers in all your gates, which the Lord your God gives you, according to your tribes, and they shall judge the people with just judgment. You shall not pervert justice, you shall not show partiality, nor take a bribe, for a bribe blinds the eyes of the wise and twists the words of the righteous. You shall follow what is altogether just, that you may live and inherit the land which the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not plant for yourself any tree as a wooden image near the altar which you build for yourself to the Lord your God. You shall not set up a sacred pillar which the Lord your God hates. And that's it. But how perfectly fitting for the worldly circumstances of today.
Well, it is.
With the bribes. Yeah. That was exactly what this whole pile of garbage with this Soros-backed, bribe-taking Alvin
right.
Bragg and going after Trump in a false manner it said it right here, like it says, you shall not show partiality nor take a bribe, for a bribe blinds the eyes of the wise and twists the words of the righteous.
Yes.
Because before he was given all of this money from Soros, this $1 million contribution,
right.
It was reported that he refused to look into any of that because there was no point. He already decided it was like, there's no point, there's no case. But then all of a sudden, now that he's taking bribes, now there's all sorts of reason to look into it.
And it's not just that isolated incident either. Across the country, we
yes,
have this Soros-backed
exactly.
district attorneys. And look at the judge with Carrie Lake's case in
yes.
Arizona.
Right. They're all taking bribes.
All showing partiality, which is precisely what we're not supposed to do.
Exactly.
And judges are called out particularly to judge fairly and without taking bribes and without partiality.
Yeah, you can't be a judge without those guidelines, you
right.
know. Otherwise there's no such thing as justice. And so I've got this other article here from the Epic Times that says embattled Soros-backed St. Louis prosecutor is sanctioned by a judge amid new complaints. So thank goodness there, because they're recognizing that these Soros-backed attorneys and prosecutors
yes.
are corrupt to the core.
Yep.
And thank goodness this one is being sanctioned by a judge for it.
That's right.
And so, well, that's nice to see. I would like to see that same pattern start to follow with all the rest of the Soros-backed criminals.
Yeah, there are some good judges out there, but they've got to get that case into their jurisdiction where they can reach it, where they can get their claws into it, and then deal with it appropriately.
That's right.
You know, there's just so many of these leftist activist Bolsheviks, really, these globalist communists that are paid by Soros and other leftist organizations to keep steering our culture away from our foundational principles. And by that, I mean Judeo-Christian principles. And this is, you know, there's a lot of Christians out there, especially there's, for some weird reason, there's more and more anti-Jew or anti-Israel Christians. And I wish that they would really do a check there. Because when you go back to, this is a good example here, the founding fathers, when they were laying out the principles for our judges and statesmen, they referenced Deuteronomy, Old Testament.
That's right.
That's where the Judeo-Christian, that doesn't mean we're Jewish Christian. That means the Judeo-Christian, which means Old Testament, God's law influenced the founding fathers in forming this country.
That's
right. And they were Christians. And that's where the term Judeo-Christian, it's not like trying to make us into Israel, or, I mean, we're distinctly different, and that's a nation of Jews. This is a nation of Christians. But God's law and his principles, even all throughout the Old Testament, heavily influenced our founding fathers and the foundation of our laws here in America.
Well, they did. The Mosaic law is the basis for all global law, and you can talk to any attorney anywhere in the world, and they can describe that same thing to you, that Mosaic law is the basis of all modern law,
right?
And that's globally. And so, you know, back to this whole Soros funded bribe taking set of it's interesting that all the bribes are going to all the judges, the DAs, the prosecutors, the attorney generals, et cetera, like the one from Florida. And so it's interesting that Soros is focusing a lot of money on those people.
Yes.
And in fact, we covered a statement not too long ago describing how Soros has been listed as going to the White House like 13 or 14 times. And I said, that's not Soros. That has to be his son.
Right.
Well, sure enough, this just came up this weekend that the son of billionaire George Soros has quietly become a de facto White House ambassador, making at least 14 visits since Biden took office.
Oh, I'm not surprised at all.
And so
that's where they're taking their orders from.
Exactly, because George Soros can't leave China, otherwise Italy will snatch him.
Or Hungary.
Yeah, there's multiple countries that will snatch him if he leaves China.
Right.
And they will prosecute him for crimes against humanity. And that's what those governments have said. So I was thinking, George Soros didn't just sneak over here.
Right, exactly. Yep, it's his son, and he has, sounds like, full access to the White House.
Right.
And is that any surprise?
No,
not at all. It basically is an affirmation of what we all knew.
Yep, exactly. Especially considering the fact, I've got this other article here that describes that Biden will lean on an army of social media influencers, which may get their own briefing room at the White House to target young voters. Now, that is exactly from the command board from China, because that's exactly what China already has set up, is the 10 million man army of social media influencers.
Yep, the 5 cent army.
Yep, that's right. They get paid 5 cents for every social media influencing comment that they make.
Yep.
And so the fact that now China's telling Biden to set up the same exact thing, even in the White House.
And yeah, so, that's just until they can get their artificial intelligence bots in there where they won't have to pay anybody or anything like that.
Just, right. So, you know, is it not bad enough that they've been caught censoring social media, that they've been caught doing all of these illegal things, that now they're going to even possibly open up their own briefing room inside the White House to do the same thing?
Not at all surprised. And give them all the resources and pay them and everything else. This is what we're up against.
Yep.
Where's the Christian patriot Soros? I mean, the guy with billions of dollars willing to put people on salary to run a pro-American agenda.
Yes, you know, exactly.
You know, they're patriot billionaires out there, but I guess they're just happy driving around on their yachts and golfing.
Watching
and,
the U.S. tank.
Right. Yeah, wow. Shifting all their wealth, you know, to other stuff and just holing up.
That's right.
Nobody's on a mission, you know, and so it's up to us. But anyway, well, that scripture, though, that was a great word of the day.
Yeah, that the scripture again for Monochromatic Monday was Deuteronomy chapter 16, verses 18 through 22.
Outstanding. Got it. All right. Well, let's go ahead and take a break. And how appropriate. JesusAppears.com is the sponsor for this segment, helping you to get rapture ready for the soon return of our King. We're so looking forward to that. And that's coming up soon. So don't get left out. You don't want to be going through what's coming to this planet. And there's a way out. He provided it. Learn more about that at JesusAppears.com. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. We'll be back right after these messages. Stay right there.
Never. In nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense. Never yield to force. Never yield to the apparently overwhelming might of the enemy.
Never, ever, ever give up. Don't give in, don't back down, and never stop doing what you know is right.
Nothing worth doing ever, ever, ever came easy.
And the more righteous your fight, the more opposition that you will face.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Christian Patriots. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Coming into segment two, which is brought to you by Prepping 2.0, the podcast, to help take your preps to the next level. And that's at prepping2-0.com. Here in the studio with my bride, Lady Liberty, combining forces here. And good morning, Lady Liberty. Segment two.
That's right, everyone. Welcome back to Monochromatic Monday. Now, we have a continuation here of what's going on with the word of the day. You know, judges taking bribes, whole justice systems going against the law.
Tying that into Monochromatic Monday, the truth.
That's right. And so we've got this clip here that is just going to be an outrage to you. This is the previous Department of Justice Attorney General Bill Barr.
Ooh.
And what he has to say here is just infuriating. Go ahead and listen now.
What do you think the likelihood is at the end of the day that we're actually going to see Donald Trump convicted and sentenced to prison?
Well, I don't think anything's going to happen before a nomination is made, and even perhaps until the election, the 24 election. This stuff is going to drag out through 24, and it's going to stymie and disrupt the whole Republican primary process. And I think part of the reasoning behind it is that they know this is a red flag to a big portion of Trump's base, and that they're going to rally to him because they feel that this is persecution, and that will strengthen Trump's hand throughout the process. I also think, though, as far as the general election is concerned, it will gravely weaken Trump. He's already, I think, a weak candidate that would lose, but I think this sort of assures it.
What an absolute joke. He's a weak candidate.
He's a weak candidate that has no chance to win.
you know, this weekend, he walked into that UFC fight.
Yeah.
And that stadium went ballistic.
Yeah.
I mean, they went crazy for him. Every time they showed him, the camera would pan, and, you know, he's up on the big screen, and they would start cheering again. That's everywhere he goes.
Yep.
This guy, this traitor, really.
Yes.
He's just talking about what he hopes will happen, but it's the farthest from the truth. And he's not a candidate will win. He'll lose.
He's already, I think, a weak candidate that would lose, but I think this sort of assures it. Are you kidding? It's just like Trump said. He said, this is not a prosecution. This is persecution.
Right.
And Bill Barr even mentioned that yes, we don't feel like he's being persecuted. We know he's being persecuted.
Exactly. The whole world knows.
The whole world rallies behind Trump. So for him to come up here with this ridiculous Charlie Brown statement of acting like he's the great guy and Trump is this weak has-been candidate. Bill Barr is the has-been.
And
Bill
Barr is,
you know what, speaking of taking bribes, we were questioning as to the sudden change of his demeanor all of a sudden, right in the middle of President Trump's
180, like overnight.
Yeah, exactly. He suddenly was a go-getter, and then all of a sudden he is the exact opposite the next day, and everything was just placid, and he had nothing good to say about Trump. And so you have to wonder about the bribes.
There's no evidence at all of voter interference or election fraud or anything like that.
Yeah, that was suddenly his statement.
Even though it was like dangling in front of him. And of course his statement that Trump is a losing, that he would lose. Lose to who?
Exactly.
I mean,
and
the
under
closest,
what circumstances?
The closest candidate to him is DeSantis, and Trump is annihilating DeSantis in every poll.
Exactly. And so just like Carrie Lake, she said, my gosh, I've been approached by people wanting to bribe me to stay out of politics. And they said, name your price. And she wouldn't do it. So obviously that's what is going on with these candidates who suddenly do this about face and their demeanor just changes and does a complete flip. It must be, that must be what's going on.
Now, I've seen on social media sites, people saying, oh, people are falling for the distraction of what's going on with Trump. That's not a distraction. That is a real event that we need to pay very close attention to.
Right.
That is a pivotal thing that's happening to our country. But that's not the only thing going on, and we know that. We are paying attention to other things going on right now in Israel, in Europe with NATO, and also with China and Taiwan.
Exactly.
And things are on the move there. We're not taking our eyes off of any of the stuff going on, but we also don't want to just sweep what's happening to Trump under the rug, just so we don't fall for the distraction.
Right, because that is a huge attack on the United States right there.
That's a tectonic shift for American politics.
Absolutely.
Right there.
And in fact, speaking of China and Taiwan, there is the Chinese are now mobilizing forces for large-scale exercises surrounding Taiwan. Mm-hmm. And so it says here that the U.S. is ready to send its troops to Taiwan if China invades there, said Michael McCaul, chairman of the U.S. House Committee on Foreign Affairs. It should be noted that yesterday, China started military exercises of its army regarding the surrounding of Taiwan, which will last for 3 days. Taiwan's defense ministry said it had spotted 42 Chinese fighter jets crossing the median line, which normally serves as an unofficial border between the two sides, as well as 8 Chinese ships.
Right.
And so go ahead and listen now to this clip that we have here from Representative Michael McCaul.
Arriving in Taiwan overnight, meeting with the nation's vice president in a defiant stand in the face of threats from China. All this as the CCP sends a fleet through the Taiwan Strait.
But we're not going to let this intimidation, you know, get to us. We all receive sort of threatening texts. You know, there was talk about a Chinese escort in the air, but that's just really intimidation, saber rattling. I think the meetings we're going to have here are going to be very important in terms of, you know, the next leadership, you know, meet with President Tsai, talk about weapons systems that I sign off on going into Taiwan, to harden Taiwan. And are they prepared? Do we have enough deterrence to stop, you know, aggression coming from Communist China?
Joining me now, survivors of Communist China's Cultural Revolution, Xi Van Fleet and Mike Zhao, and also Hung Cao, a refugee from Vietnam. Thanks to all three of you for being here. Mike McCall, who you saw pictured there, went on to say the following, and let me read it, his exact quote. I do know that there are three aircraft carriers surrounding the island, meaning Taiwan, right now, and we know that they have certain plans, whether they carry those off or not. Aisha Hosni, our own reporter on the scene, asking what are those plans. Mike McCall saying,
yeah, so things are heating up over there, and people are asking the question appropriately, is this just a training exercise?
Right.
You know, that's how they're going to kick off the real deal. It's going to be under the guise of a training exercise.
Well, and
so is this it?
Last week, that was what China was making threats about, was you guys, you know, sending McCarthy threatening statements saying you cannot go over there and meet with the Taiwan president.
Right.
And so they met in California. But then they turned around and the House went to Taiwan anyway. And so now we've got Senator Graham says that he's open to sending U.S. forces to Taiwan to defend the island. But Lindsey Graham, he's wanting to start a war everywhere he goes. He's trying to push Ukraine into NATO, which, you know, he's been solidly pushing Ukraine into NATO this whole time, and now he's over here saying, okay, now let's get something going on the west side.
Well,
too,
you know what, Lindsey Graham, let's get you a flak vest and let's get you a helmet and an M4 and get you on a plane over there.
That's right.
So you can show everybody how it's done. This is how you're going to protect Taiwan with American lives.
Yep.
On the ground there. And then get everything stirred up.
Right, exactly. Right?
So anyway, well, we got a lot more to cover, but we'll hit it tomorrow. So you guys stay safe out there. You have a blessed day. And join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here for the morning commute.
That's right. You'll have a marvelous monochromatic Monday. And blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.